one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump meets with the leader of Japan today. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's ahead of his meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week and a summit in Canada tomorrow. At the White House, here's Fox's John Decker.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is most concerned that President Trump might strike a deal with North Korea that would eliminate the missile threat to the continental U.S., but permit Pyongyang to retain missiles that could strike Japan or South Korea. Abe is also expected to ask President Trump once again to raise with Kim Jong-un the fate of Japanese abducted by the North in the 70s and 80s. Separately, ahead of the G7 summit, Abe will also likely ask the president to remove Japan from U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs. Chris?
John, thanks. House Republicans meet this hour trying to work out differences within the party on immigration policy. Meantime, a judge in California is letting a lawsuit go forward that could stop the federal government from separating immigrant children from their parents.
The lawsuit involves a 7-year-old girl who was separated from her Congolese mother and a 14-year-old boy separated from his Brazilian mother as they were trying to get into the U.S. The families claim their constitutional rights to a fair hearing were denied. The judge in the case says, if true, the separations are brutal and offensive. He's ruled the lawsuit can go ahead and will decide later if there should be a nationwide halt to the conduct. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said adults who enter the U.S. illegally will be prosecuted, even if it means taking parents from children. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A toy grenade in a bag shuts down an airport in Houston.
It was carried by a Boy Scout who was going out of town.
It's Charles Riegel with Houston Police.
Thank you so much.
And Carrie Underwood wins her 18th CMT Music Award, more than anybody else, for Female Video of the Year for her song The Champion. Blake Shelton's the other big winner of the night for I'll Name the Dogs. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A Chicago police officer shoots and kills a man they say pulled the gun while running away from them. Maurice Grant Jr. was 24. Police and hospital security had to stop angry people from entering the hospital where he was taken and died. An Albanian man who became a U.S. citizen is set to be sentenced today in New York after pleading guilty to terrorism charges this year.
Zajmir Ali Mehmeti faces up to 45 years in prison. The former plumber's assistant who kept an ISIS flag in his apartment at the Bronx pleaded guilty in February, admitting to providing material support to the group. He used ISIS beheading videos to keep himself motivated while working out, and since 2014 has tried twice to travel to Syria to join the terror group. He was caught when camo clothes and nunchucks were found in his luggage. Authorities say he'd been collecting weapons, including combat knives and a pocket chainsaw that could be used in a lone wolf-style terror attack. Ali Mehmeti's guilty plea also covered passport fraud. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A pair of climbers who keep breaking their own record at a national park do it again.
Reaching the top of the 3,000-foot granite face of El Capitan at Yosemite National Park in under 2 hours is said to be like running a 4-minute mile. Alex Honnold and Tommy Caldwell did it. It took them a month, but they did it. The two broke the record three times in the past week, shaving some 20 minutes off the old record that was set last year, and they just kept on going with that two-hour mark in mind. Honnold says they could have stopped after breaking the record the first time, but wanted to achieve the human potential. Just to show how tough this is, the previous record holder says it's like trying to run a marathon in under 2 hours, which has yet to be done. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
The Golden State Warriors are a win away from sweeping the NBA Finals, beating Cleveland in Game 3, 110-102. And the Washington Capitals could win the Stanley Cup tonight, up 3-1 in their series with Vegas. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A guilty plea to sexual assault from a former University of Illinois doctoral student, Prakhar Oja, was accused of kissing and fondling two women without their consent in dorm rooms. He'll be sentenced next month pending the outcome of a sex offender evaluation. The man who has spent 8 years as principal of Champaign's Cary Busey Elementary School has a new job. He is the new president and CEO at the Stevens Family YMCA. The News Gazette says Jeff Scott takes over for Mark Johnson, who retired this spring. Get ready to pay more for airfare. CNN Money says major carriers are warning. Rising fuel prices mean airlines will be charging higher airfare. Henry Hartveld, a travel analyst and founder of the Atmosphere Research Group, says it'll affect summer travel for people who have not already booked their flights. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Looking good, Stevie J. We've got a high of 91. Well, on the warm side today, we have a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms into the evening tonight, expecting a low of 66. 92 the high tomorrow, just a slight chance for showers. Hopefully things will go well. That golf for kids' sakes, 12:30 start at Lake of the Woods for big brothers and big sisters of Champaign County. Friday night, we bump up to a 50% chance of showers with a low of 69. 89 the high on Saturday, 86 the high on Sunday with a 40% chance of showers, otherwise partly cloudy. Currently 74. ESPN 93.5.
Yep, good to have you listening. I'm on location today. We sound okay? Sound clean as a whistle?
There's a lot of gnat sound. We've heard trains and leaf blowers and all kinds of activity around you. You must be outside.
I am. Because you go inside and the hotel's pretty much asleep. And if I'm sitting in the little breakfast area, then everybody's, you know, I guess they could be listening to the show, but... You know, he might be going, what's he doing, and why didn't he be quiet? Anyway.
There's a car that just went by. I heard that.
Wow, I can't believe how sensitive the microphone is. That's amazing.
So I pulled an article, though, about the Illinois Fire Institute having their 94th annual fire college today through, well, actually, yeah, today through the 10th. And we have some Chicago Fire actors in town, Dave Eigenberg and Tony Ferraris. I watched that show. I can't remember on this NBC drama who's who. And I know the fella named Taylor used to go out with Lady Gaga. They were engaged for a while. But anyway, they're in town, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's like a reality show or something?
Chicago Fire is, yeah. I mean, it's a drama. It's a script-written show.
Okay.
It's not reality TV following firefighters.
So it's like a CSI or something. It's a show.
Exactly. And they're in town because the Illinois Fire Institute, which is awesome, we all know, is doing this training with 22 different course options that participants are running through with these different drills.
Gotcha. All right. Good. Fun. Great. I like summer. That's random. Just like not having to put as many clothes on. And I think I've just determined, what is it about people's age? They just, so much easier when you're not worried about wind and cold and ice and snow and all that stuff. Boy, do I sound old, huh? Man. Anyway, it's a beautiful day down here in Marion, Illinois. And it's the Miss Illinois, Miss America Scholarship Pageant. And you can get all your information at missillinois.org if you're interested. Grace is competing and preliminaries last night, and she did very well in talent. And then tonight is for her, it's swimsuit and onstage question. This will be the last time she will be competing Hopefully she'll compete Saturday night if she makes the final 10. But swimsuit, as you know now, has been eliminated from Miss America. I think it's a good thing. And Grace was on local TV down here talking about it, saying that she believes it's a good thing. The pressure on these young ladies, and I think the message it sends, saying, hey, if you're not, you know, razor thin, you got problems. And I don't like that. I think you ought to be more substance and talent, which is what Miss America is not now, not a competition. Our buddy Jeff Manasso, he's in Chicago. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Great. Okay. So 114 arrested by ICE agents. Can you brief me on the story?
Yeah. So immigration agents stormed the two Corso's Flower and Garden Centers in Sandusky and Castalia, Ohio, arresting 114 suspected illegals this week, some accused of identity theft and tax evasion. And this is basically in line with what the Department of Homeland Security and even ICE Director Thomas Homan has instructed agents to do. Homan last year ordered agents to increase the number of worksite inspections operations by 4 or 5 times this year. Aggressive efforts meant, U.S. officials say, to deter people from entering this country illegally and to protect the jobs from American workers, even citing the 45-year low in illegal immigration numbers. But this particular company, the Department of Homeland Security, had been receiving tips into Corso's Flower and Garden Center for years, but really began probing the business this fall after the U.S. Border Patrol arrested a woman who apparently gave stolen identity documents to a slew of illegal immigrants who were entering this country to try and find jobs. We saw in April 100 illegals were rounded up at a meatpacking plant in Tennessee. Back in January, about 100 7-Eleven stores across the country were raided. Right now, Corso's is currently not facing criminal charges. The investigation is ongoing into the ownership of that company and you know, what happened with this. But their argument, along with others, Latino advocacy groups, even the Ohio Landscape Association, basically saying that there's a labor shortage affecting the green industry in Ohio and beyond, and that there's not enough of a workforce to fill the seasonal positions. So that's their argument. We've got 66,000 H-2B visa workers in that program, but they're saying that's not enough. Department of Homeland Security late last month said it issued 15,000 additional guest worker visas this year, but they're saying that you need to come to the country legally to be able to do that.
Is there any way to expedite? I mean, obviously, you can't come in here and in a week be ready to go. It takes time. People wait years getting in line. It's not fair to jump the fence, so to speak, and literally and figuratively. But I see the need for worker shortages. I understand that. By definition, if you're here illegally, you're probably going to parlay that into other crimes because of, false identification, the tax evasion. I'm very confused by that. If you're taking tax out of an illegal's check, there's no social security number. If it is, it's fake. I don't get any of that. How does that all work?
Well, you have to be on paper. If you're going to be working in this country, you need to be on paper. You need to be paying taxes, and you certainly cannot assume somebody else's identity. And I think in this particular case, that's one of the reasons why many of these suspected illegals are facing these types of charges. The outcome of that remains to be seen. But right now, these people are being processed through the immigration system. As far as expediting people, expediting guest workers, I mean that's something that officials in Washington really need to focus on, because it's an important thing, not only for our farmers, for other jobs in this country. But we'll see. I mean, that's something that is going to have to be dealt with and taken up. The other argument being laid out.
There's so much. so many cause and effects. I mean, you make a call, say we're going to do it this year, then four other dominoes fall over here. I mean, there's so many consequences to a simple structure to say, okay, here's our policy. 15 other things on this side. Well, did you think of this? And you're going, oh, shoot. I didn't think. So it's not easy, but it is their job in Washington to figure something out to get us out of this thing. It's happened 5 decades now. We've just messed this up. We've got to have some sort of a path. Those that don't want to participate, arrest, deport. The criminals, deport. Those that simply want to be here for a better life, we've got to have a faster process of saying this is the common sense solution. It's going to cover most, but not all. Let's go with it.
Yeah. You're making sense this morning, Stevie J.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure, Jeff Manasso. Keep up your fine work. Radio reporter in Chicago for Fox. Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
All right. Cardinals bad, Cubs good. You don't have to run that. You don't have to run the recap anymore. That's just like.
Well, especially because he uses the word embarrassing.
Well, especially when Jed Jerko is finishing the game for you.
Yeah.
He's an infielder, okay?
Shoot.
You know, and I'm telling you, it's not that you're losing. It's that you're not very good. You're making errors. You're making bad baseball plays. And Cardinal fans don't like that. I mean, you're kind of spoiled with excellence. And if you don't have that, then they just don't like that. You have to play good baseball. That takes, obviously, focus and smarts. I just think the Cardinals have so many issues. Jose Martinez is a fine young man. He can't play first base. And he's a good hitter. He can't play first base. So you need to get him to the American League so he can be a DH. But he can't play first base. Anyway, let's check your sports headlines. 8:15, Cubbies had a fabulous win. Thanks to Jason Hayward, the Cubs are one game out in the National League Central now.
For Jason Hayward.
Oh, wow. That's sweet. Feels really sweet for Jason Hayward, who's, you know, consensus on Jason Hayward is fantastic right fielder, very average hitter. But he came up large last night for the Northsiders.
That's
it was a motorcycle.
Right. With a full count, too. I mean, there was two outs and two strikes and three balls, and there is that grand slam to win.
Didn't he say 2-2 pitch? I thought he had one more ball to go.
Okay,
anyway,
well, maybe so, but still.
It was still exciting and on the ropes, and the Cubs had to have it, and they did. Milwaukee loses to the Cubs a game out this morning.
I was just thinking they wrapped that series. I'm reaching for my Lance heating and air conditioning and magnet here. If they're playing today. Oh, yeah. They play the Philadelphia Phillies one more time. Okay, good.
Phillies are good. Phillies are good. Cubs beat Phillies last night. Phillies beat them first night. Rubber game of the series.
That's right. So you can hear the action on US 105.9. And let me quickly promote our Welch's Fruit Snacks Pro Camps Worldwide Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp on July 19th, where someone between the grades 1 through 8 has this chance to win this experience. It's nearly a $300 value, so nominate someone today, ESPNCU.com. They could be on the field with these fun educational activities with Chicago Cubs All-Star second baseman Javier Baez. Again, more details found at ESPNCU.com for this summer camp on July 19th. We'll choose a winner on Friday, June 22nd. Also, Chicago White Sox winners over Minnesota. That final was 5-2. They'll play each other again today. And NBA action, can't forget that. Golden State beat Cleveland 110-102. Golden State Warriors are up 3-0. I don't know. It just seems like it's LeBron versus to me. But
yeah, the worst versus the world. It's just too much. And all the pro guys said that's what was going to happen. It's just so sad because that first game was in hand for Cleveland. If they win the first one, it might be a series. But definitely Golden State is a better team. We'll see if they can close it out.
And that's pretty much sports to this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
Going to give away some Counting Crows. How many seconds do I have?
A minute.
All right. State Farm Center Live Nation present Counting Crows live in concert. 25 years and counting tour September 5th. Tickets on sale at statefarmcenter.com or 1-866-ALINI1. Plus, right now, they're offering four packs of tickets for only $99. That's what I'm giving away now. Today, tomorrow, last chance, four tickets. These are four packs, right?
Yes.
Four pack. Right now, text in the number 2 and 5, as in 25 years and counting for the Counting Crows. The 25th text wins four free tickets worth $100. 359-2255, 359-2255. As we check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Warm today, tomorrow, and into the weekend as we're inside 90, down into the mid-60s at night. Partly cloudy conditions for the next 4 days and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. That's up to a 50% chance now over the weekend. We'll get into your Fox Business Minute now, brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust. Partnership or Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
The Fox Business Network. There were fewer people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of first-time claims dropped by 1,000 to 222,000. The U.S. has reached a deal with China-based telecom company ZTE. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says a compliance team picked by the U.S. will be embedded at ZTE, and the company will pay a $1 billion fine. ZTE was accused of misleading U.S. regulators after it settled charges of violating sanctions against Iran and North Korea. It was banned from importing American components for 7 years. It relies on U.S. parts for its phones. General Motors and Honda will work together to build next-generation batteries for all electric cars, mainly for North America. The two companies are already working together to develop an advanced hydrogen fuel cell system. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Eric Mullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Pro-grade carpet cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry. For deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The SmartWash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
It's time for our Mile at the Pines Minute, and we're talking with co-race director Mike Lindemann of Body and Soul fame. You've moved the race to July this year.
That's right, Diane. We moved the event to July 22nd to take advantage of the great summer weather and to celebrate the birthday month of our country.
And because of that, we'll see a lot of American flags, right?
Yep. The beautiful and fast mile route runs south to north on Philo Road and be lined with American flags, and we'll also have a giant flag hanging over the finish area. We'll also award the top three male and female military entrance.
Nice. And it's all benefiting a great cause.
That's right. It all goes to the CU Schools Foundation.
And a number of sponsors are making this race possible. Mile at the Pines from Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul, Buffon Salon, Busey, Carl, Christie Clinic, Country Arbor's Nursery, Lumen Events, Meyer, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, and of course the gang here at Stevie J Broadcasting and the Atkins Group that runs the Pines here in Urbana. It's mileatthepines.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habibin. This is your Motivational Minute. Procrastination is often a hindrance to our success. We may believe that procrastination affects only our today, but in fact, a year from now, we may wish we had started today. Think of it this way. If you delay planting flowers, you're delaying the blooms. Can you imagine if a farmer this spring, day after day, did not get out of bed to plant? If he does that, he will lose his harvest in the fall. You see, someday is not a day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, those are days of the week. Someday is not a day of the week. So let's stop saying, someday I will start doing such and such. Make that someday today. And here's a way to sharpen your skills. Two excellent leadership events are scheduled. The Global Leadership Summit in August and John Maxwell's Live to Lead in November. I'm offering you the chance to attend both for the price of one. An excellent opportunity for personal growth. Go to HabibHabib.com to buy tickets. And remember, someday is not a day of the week. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
All right, ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J, broadcasting live from Marion, Illinois. Are we getting any text in?
Yes, and we'll make our winner Greg Turner, although he couldn't come to the phone. So I'll just say, Greg, congratulations. You'll be going to the Counting Crows show in September.
Awesome. September 5, 866-ALINE. I wanted to be able to buy tickets. They had quite a few hits, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Round Here, Accidentally in Love, Big Yellow Taxi are the first to come to my mind from my days at Neil and Windsor.
Yeah. Well, okay. We've got John Decker coming up live at the White House. Bet you don't hear any leaf blowers where I am now.
No, I do not.
Yeah. A little cleaner, like a little studio, huh?
It is. I'm wondering if I'm going to hear any unzipping or anything, though.
No, it's not the bathroom.
Or flushing. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. It's actually, what do you call the little gap between the inside door and the outside door, and there's that little area? So two doors that go outside, you have the indoor, and then you have a little area, like we do at our studio.
Okay, like a kind of a mudroom or lobby or
cupola,
a foyer,
whatever.
Foyer.
Foyer, kind of? Anyway, it's a little room. I'm in a room like 8 feet by 8 feet, maybe. Something like that.
Very good.
Anyway, it seems to work. Side door here at the hotel. How about the woman who was hardened by Donald Trump?
Right.
Clemency for a woman. Alice Marie Johnson celebrated her 63rd birthday last year. Kim Kardashian, if you remember, went to the White House to plea for her. This is a woman who was involved in cocaine, spent 22 years in prison. First-time offender, and a lot of people were saying, you know what, she served her time, it's too long. And I don't hear much about this story. Why? Because I think, again, it puts Donald Trump in a pretty good light. And if you check out anything positive, you're just not going to get a whole lot of coverage on it. But this seems to be a good story. It's very difficult, and you're saying, well, you know, you get into pardoning. The president has 2,200 requests on his desk, and I think he's done seven. It sounds like Rod Blagojevich is going to get commuted. That's certainly been the talk. That means it won't be expunged. He would have committed crimes, but it'll be time served, which I think at this point is 6 years. I think Dick Durbin's all for that. And, you know, as I've mentioned many times, Rod Blagojevich was stupid, arrogant. I mean, all the words.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to sell a Senate seat, being so out, you know, forward on it. And in Chicago, there are a lot of things like that going on. You're just not quite that candid as he was. And I think obviously a little bit... overconfident in himself.
It does put a light on prison reform and how we need that. There's so many people that are in there for, you know, unjust reasons or whatever.
I don't know if it's unjust as, you know, do we want to put people that snort cocaine in prison? But the other side of that is, what do we do with them?
Mm-hmm.
You can't legally snort cocaine in America, so there's got to be some rehab for you. You have to be clean. You have to obey the laws. You know, but we could probably empty a whole lot of prisons. I mean, there are gang guys that are really bad, and there are people that have murdered people. Those people need jail. You need prison for those. But those that are in there and they, you know, sold 10 pounds of marijuana and they never done it. Usually it's not a first offense. My experience of the observing as a juror on jury duty. Oh, we'll be back.
Okay.
House Republicans huddling behind closed doors today to try and hammer out an agreement on immigration.
A group of Democrats and moderates pressing for a so-called discharge petition, which would allow them to bypass House leadership and force a series of votes on immigration proposals. A major hang-up, how to deal with young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump welcomes the Japanese Prime Minister to the White House this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Commerce Secretary announcing the U.S. has reached a deal with Chinese telecom giant ZTE. And Carrie Underwood keeps making history for the most wins at the CMT Awards, where she performed her new single, Cry Pretty. You can pray. The win last night for number 18 was for Female Video of the Year for her song Champion. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Vanicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The man who has spent 8 years as principal of Champaign's Carrie Busey Elementary School has a new job. He is the new president and CEO at the Stevens Family YMCA. The News Gazette says Jeff Scott takes over for Mark Johnson, who retired this spring. Fire damaged a home in Mattoon. WCIA says no one was home at the time of the fire in the 1000 block of South 9th Street, but firefighters rescued a pet from the home. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Urbana School Board has approved a plan that would eliminate dean positions at the middle schools. The News Gazette says those positions are being cut in an effort to address perceived racial disparities in outcomes resulting from the school's disciplinary systems. It comes after the board had already decided to cut dean positions at Urbana High School. The board is adding an assistant principal, 3 student engagement advocates, a social worker, and 2 clinical professionals. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Ben Grice, owner of the Humble Hog. Folks come from all around for our barbecue, but if you haven't checked out our newest restaurant, Harvest Ale House, now's the time. Enjoy our craft beers on draft. All 12 are brewed right here in Illinois. Eat some of the best local food around. Small plates, burger and sandwich creations, steaks, line-caught salmon delivered fresh daily, and of course, our decadent desserts. Plus, listen to some tunes on our record player or catch a game on our flat screens. Check out Harvest Ale House on Facebook or visit us on Market Street in beautiful downtown Paxton.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewer Washington. in Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
There's something that this little room is called between the main door and the inside door. 359-2255, please. I can't think of it.
A texter in says vestibule.
Vestibule. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Wow. Thank you. I'm in a vestibule in the... Thank you. Way to go, texter. I'm in a vestibule and one of the housekeeping peppers opened the door and I'm behind the door. Well, what do you think was going to happen?
I know.
So she of course, is going, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I'm the one standing behind the door. Right. It's my fault. Here we are, weather, ESPN 93.5.
High 91 expected today, starting out mostly sunny, then a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low 66 expected tonight. 92 the high tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, then a 50% chance of thunderstorms Friday night. Low 69. 90 the high on Saturday, 40% chance shot at showers, up to 86 with a 40% chance of rain, otherwise partly cloudy on Sunday. We're currently at 75 on ESPN, 93.5.
Okay, I was saying about the jury duty I did. Usually it's not a first offense. The one guy we found guilty had his 10th conviction, usually. Not always. There are gaps, and we need to try and get them better. Where people that, are improperly sentenced, I'm sure that happens way too much. So certainly you can look at prison reform, but you have to have a method of taking folks that were obviously lost in some ways and helping them, train them, giving them a chance to be productive in our society. Because, they're going to get in trouble, they're going to run with the same people. You have your core friends, and if they're not very good influences, then the thing can repeat. So you need a plan. There's no doubt you need a plan from the standpoint, okay, this person was a drug addict and he stole stuff and did bad things. So how are we going to get them to be, self-reliant, self-motivated and all these other good things?
Well, so. A text in says, there's no reason to get out early. If you're going to do the crime, be prepared to do the time.
That's true, but who determines what the time is? It's a very subjective number. If a woman does a first offense and she's involved in a cocaine ring and his first offense, is that 22 years? When the other guy, committed manslaughter and gets 4. So there's no question, because the variables are, what kind of defense did you have? If you have a bad defense team, that's bad. And usually people with no money get bad defense, or not bad necessarily, as not as good as you can buy. So there's inconsistencies there. You're right. If you commit a crime, you got to, there are consequences. But I'm saying that there might be times, like I think probably with this woman, that was too many years. And I think there are probably a lot of examples where you're going, really? That long? Gosh, why is that so different than this? It's not consistent. It's pretty subjective based on the judge when it comes to sentencing. So there's that. And I'm sure that they'll figure it out. And I think Donald Trump, letting this woman out. I think she said, Mr. President Trump, I'll make you proud, I think is what she said. So it's a nice gesture, and again, based on the appeal from Kim Kardashian and others, and of course that splashed all over the place when she visited the Oval Office. And certainly folks like that don't traditionally support a Donald Trump, but I would think at this point they wouldn't work against him, because there are people that are closet Trump supporters, but they're afraid of the castigation and all the ridicule they'll get from their circle if they say it. So the bottom line is this: he's pretty forward, he's in your face if you get in his, he's going to respond. A lot of people don't like him. It's not a question of what he's done, it's just they don't like him. They think he's a bad man and he's done bad things. He's certainly done some things I'm sure he's not proud of. He's had a lot of women in his life, I'm sure. I disagree with all that stuff. But you know what? The country's doing pretty good when it comes to jobs, when it comes to unemployment. Of course, as I just, jobs and unemployment, big number. The economy seems to be clicking along. I don't know.
Are you ready for the theme, Stevie?
I think we're ready, ladies and gentlemen.
John
Hit Barbara.
Dicker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. ladies and gentlemen, John Decker.
Hey, Stevie, how are you today? Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good week as well.
We are. Did you sneak over to the French Open?
I did. I was there all of last week, the first week of the tournament. I saw my favorite player, Rafa Nadal, play four times, and he's now in the semis. He plays tomorrow. I saw Venus lose her first round match and saw Serena play three times before she pulled out, and quite a few other players as well. It was a great visit, nice weather. Very fortunate that I was there for the French. And now, tomorrow, Stevie, if that's not enough, tomorrow at this time I'll be on a plane to Singapore for that summit next week between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, June 12th in Singapore. And, of course, I think that we should talk a little bit earlier next week so we can talk about what's happening ahead of and during the summit.
I will get that done. I'd love to have you on live from Singapore. That's so cool. Okay, so my daughter Grace, who's been on the radio with us, I believe been part of the interview. Yep. She's down here. She's competing for Miss Illinois, Miss America. And she was chosen as preliminary talent winner last night.
Awesome. And That's great news.
In her interview, she was asked about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she mentioned your name in her interview because having the opportunity to talk to somebody that's in the room and what a good job she thinks she's doing. But I have said, I'll tell John Decker you mentioned his name in the interview, which is great.
Oh, wow, that's a first. That's a first for my name to be mentioned during the Q&A session of a Miss America preliminary. That goes down as one of my great accomplishments, Stevie. Thank you so much.
And of course you have the only theme too, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
It's John Decker. Okay, so you're going to Singapore. I said earlier, don't expect the world. This is going to take time. Gorbachev and Reagan met 4 years, but what do you think they can get done in a single meeting?
You know, in a single meeting, I maybe I'm just being a realist here. I'm not trying to be negative, and I think you're not trying to be negative also, but there's just so much that needs to get done. You know, we need to get verification on our part if indeed there's a commitment from North Korea to denuclearize. North Korea, for their part, they want a commitment that they'll be a part of the sort of the world of nations. They want to, you know, have trade beyond just with China. They want to essentially be the equivalent of what South Korea is, a major industrial powerhouse, and it's going to take, obviously, decades for them to get there, but they want to do that, and they want to be there. So I agree with you, Stevie. It's more than just this one meeting. This is a preliminary meeting, and hopefully it goes well.
But it's better than dropping bombs and testing stuff and Little Rocket Man and all that stuff, right? I mean, way better.
You are right. You are right, Stevie. It is better than that. Diplomacy is better, and President Trump is the first president, sitting U.S. president, to be meeting with a North Korean leader. That's pretty remarkable in and of itself.
Well, and I asked a Democrat yesterday, I said, you know, what about 3.8 jobs? And they said, well, thank the Lord for Barack Obama. I said, okay. I said, is there anything Donald Trump can do that you would say way to go? And he said, North Korea. He said, if he figures that out, nobody else will be able to do it. You got to give him some credit. But I tell you, the credit comes slow when you got a guy from New York that's your president, a little in your face, a little back at you on Twitter, and people just, some just don't like the personality.
Well, that's exactly right. But I think that that was a great question you asked of that Democrat that you interviewed, because, you know, the kinds of things that most presidents would get credit for, President Trump is not, and that is the strong U.S. economy, unemployment below a level we haven't seen in decades. It's pretty remarkable where we are right now. And in addition to that, you know, GDP growth is at a place we haven't seen in decades as well, above 3%. That's pretty remarkable as well.
Okay, finally, do you know where you're staying? The president's at the Shangri-La. Where do all you reporters get to hang around close?
Oh, I doubt. I don't know the proximity of the Shangri-La, which I hear is a very, very nice five-star hotel, compared to our hotel, which is the JW Marriott Singapore South Beach. So I'm sure we're staying in a nice hotel.
The Marriott there is beautiful. I think there's one or two of them. We're actually taking a trip there next January, and we'll be at the Fullerton, which is 2 miles from the Shangri-La. So they've got some fabulous. Have you ever been to Singapore?
No, this will be my first time to Singapore. I've been in many parts of Asia, but this will be my first time in Singapore. I already have a friend who lives there. He and I are going to go out to dinner on Sunday night. I'm looking forward to having dinner at the Long Beach Seafood Restaurant on Sunday. Give them some props.
Wow. my son Nathaniel was there a year ago, and he just said, you will not believe the airport. You will not believe this country, how clean it is. So I can't wait to get your impressions as well. So I'll call you next week. We'll get your take. But being sent to Singapore is big time, Mr. Decker. Well done.
That is. So I look forward to talking to you next week from Singapore. It'll be nighttime for me and morning for you, but there'll be lots to talk about, and I'll give you a full readout about what's going on the ground ahead of, during, and following the summit.
All right, John Decker. Thank you, my friend. Have safe travel.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
John Decker live from the White House this morning, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's one of the first to ask a question every day in the press room because Sarah Huckabee Sanders does like him. He's a cool guy. Big tennis fan. He went to, where else did he go? U.S. Open. Now he's at French Open.
Mm-hmm.
Likes Rafael Nadal, so he's all over the place in the tennis circuit. Loves tennis. Plays tennis, too, as I understand. Okay, I guess we do a quick break, come back, do a little sports. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the new studio and the vestibule is better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except now I'm getting kind of hot in here. Okay, I'll let myself open the door here in a second. I'll be back. ESPN 93.5.
Pro-grade carpet cleaning used to take pros. Now, it only takes a trip to the Home Depot for the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Carpet Cleaner at a great everyday low price of just $229. With its automatic cleaning technology, you simply push to clean, pull back to dry for deep cleaning that doesn't take deep pockets. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $229. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 19th.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Game Day Spirit is a proud member of the Champaign Center Partnership Campus Town 13 Thursday Summer Shopping Event. Get amazing deals every Thursday this summer at restaurants and shop all over campus. Game Day will up their BOGO game on t-shirts from buy one get one free to buy one get two free. And Game Day is also including select fleece sweatshirts into a buy one get one free deal. These deals are only good on Thursdays and can't be paired with any other discounts. Game Day looks forward to seeing you now that students are away. Go Illini and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter for updates on deals and hours.
ESPN 93.5, here's sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Miami over St. Louis. They've got a day game today. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. The final yesterday, 11-3. Alex Reyes out due to the Tommy John surgery he had this week. Mike Matheny also...
Hold on, Diane.
Yeah.
Tommy John is what he just went through. Now he's got some lat strain. It's a different injury.
Ooh.
And he came back from Tommy John after a year and a half, and now he's got something with his lat, which I think somewhere in the back. So it's a sad deal for Alex Reyes and the St. Louis Cardinals because he's a number one prospect for the Cardinals. So it's a devastating hit for St. Louis.
Well, and I know Mike Matheny was talking about Red Shandies, who died.
Red Shandies. He was a legendary manager, player, 95-year-old, died yesterday, I believe. But
yeah.
Red Shandies, old Red, was a legend in Cardinal world and lived to 95 and loved being around the ballpark.
So they've got a game in the noon hour against Miami. Let's go, Cardinals. Let's do this over AAA Miami, please. Chicago White Sox also have a day game today as they wrap up their series against the Minnesota Twins, winning yesterday 5-2. Now let's hit the audio for the Chicago Cubs finale. Yesterday, they win.
2-2 pitch. There's a drive.
I guess he hit it over Herrera's head.
Nice.
Wow.
I just love hearing that.
Maybe it was 3-2. It was down the wire. There were two out for sure, right?
Right.
Wow.
415 feet was the estimate on the how many.
Yeah, yeah. And the expectations on Jason Hayward, you know, he's just not a great hitter. But, wow, what a home run and a big win for the Cubbies.
Mm-hmm. And they've got a game at 1:20 on U.S. 105.9 today. NBA is where we'll wrap up our sports with Golden State beating Cleveland 110-102. And Golden State leading that series 3-0.
Yep. Basketball about to finish. You know that Illinois football report in about 8 weeks. Wow. 4th of July is okay. Less than a month.
Yeah.
I mean, here we go. It's just a roller coaster how fast stuff can go. All right, ESPN 93.5, come back, check your weather, wrap the show. Appreciate you listening. I'm live down in Southern Illinois, Marion, Illinois. Live on the radio today and tomorrow on a beautiful day in Southern Illinois. We'll be right back.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP Conventional or High Mileage and an STP Oil Filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I wanted braces because it would make my smile look better and I would have more confidence to talk to people.
I am a happy person, so I'm always smiling. I noticed over the years that my teeth were shifting, making me feel self-conscious every time I smile.
You can have that great smile and self-confidence you're looking for with orthodontic treatment at Double Eye Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they take pride in happy, healthy smiles. Their customized treatments can give you a perfect smile at any age. Whether you're looking for traditional braces or Invisalign, their state-of-the-art technology ensures the most accurate fit for the quickest results. This summer at Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign and Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul, they're offering no money down on traditional braces. Both offices do accept the medical card for orthodontic services through the age of 18. Schedule a free consultation today by calling Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign at 356-3335 or find them online at IlliniSmilesDental.com or by calling Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul at 892-8868 or find them online at AngelSmilesDentalCenter.com. Illini Smiles Dental Care and Angel Smiles Dental Center, where they're ready to give you your best smile.
ESPN 93.5, want to check your weather, see how that's looking?
Oh, yeah. It looks good. We've got hot conditions today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday as we teeter around 90 for our high, mid-60s for our low. Every day, partly cloudy conditions with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. We bumped up to 78 here at 8:51 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. So we got a few more minutes?
We do.
All right. I'm here live in Marion, Illinois, Miss Illinois, Miss America. Grace is participating and competing, and preliminary night number 2 tonight. Then they do the Miss Teen Miss America tomorrow night, and then the finals on Saturday night, and they'll announce top 10. Much like they do in the Miss America pageant, they'll do top 10, and then those 10 will compete on that evening. So Saturday we'll know if Grace makes the top 10, and if she does, then she can compete on Saturday night. And then we'll see. And, of course, this is the news around Miss America this week is after these preliminaries, I guess, these state pageants, then Miss America will no longer be doing evening gown or swimsuit. And I'd mentioned, you know, how do you know if a young lady's in good shape? And I think you ought to, you know, fair to say you ought to be physically fit. And who determines the arbiter of that? I mean, I guess you can talk about, but I think that's important. And then they wear an outfit of their choice.
Right.
It's not an evening gown. So I'm thinking our friends at Michelle's Bridal and all those won't sell as many dresses for pageants for Miss America anyway. But it's better for the probably everybody with the economy and stuff, with how much stuff costs. And then the swimsuit is just a lot of stress on a lot of young ladies.
Well, it makes you wonder on the festival and fair pageant circuit how that will change, if at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Miss America's always been a little bit different. It's just the more substance than... But over the years, I think in the last decade or so, it's looking a lot awful like the Miss USA to me. A lot of skin. So I'm glad they're doing this because I do think with talent and interviews, so valuable, it's more substance than it is. I'm not a magazine cover. And I think the pressure on young ladies, we send that message to very little girls, and they're always chasing stuff that they're not going to get. So I do like that aspect. It's a small step, but it's something.
Okay, so we'll be back on the radio tomorrow. Jeremy Warner coming up, Tane Karp this afternoon. Cardinals game today, again, at 12:15, I believe, so it's 11:20 is when we'll go on the pregame, and let's see if the Cardinals can... It's one thing to lose, it's another thing to just be looking really, really bad, and they're looking bad. So that's a concern. I don't know what happened, because they played well against Pittsburgh, and then, I mean, we're talking awful baseball, just bad errors, running mental blocks, just silly things that you shouldn't have at that level. So we'll see what happens. All right, Diane, I'll let you close her out, but thank you for all your work. You work like a octopus with all those arms in there trying to get everything done. We appreciate your work, and we'll be back on with you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Enjoy the day, Stevie J. Good luck.
Thank you,
great.
Diane DC, ESPN 93.5. Thank you.
All right. And I also want to leave folks with the Mile at the Pines event on Sunday, July 22nd at 6. 9 different waves of elite runners to beginning runners. And the goodie bags with the free commemorative towel. And we have Christie Clinic and Lumen Events, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Subway, Casa Del Mar, the new location here at the Pines, all participating, Reynolds Towing too. Sunday, July 22nd, get involved now. Your $20 fee will help out the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. For more information, mileatthepines.com. By the way, good to have support from Anna Shawpaw from State Farm Insurance here at the Pines, 239-4262 for a quote from State Farm. Get involved, mileatthepines.com. Enjoy the day on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us. The Ice House of Champaign on Prospect Avenue under new management by Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week with cold drinks and great food from the Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. And don't miss their grand opening with live music from Mink and Sass. Friday, June 15th. Starting at 4 p.m.
A very intimate acoustic evening with Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Live. Friday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. The Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. A whole other side to Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Reserves and tickets are on sale now at the Virginia Theater box office, thevirginia.org, or by phone at 217-356-9063.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. So when you were growing up in Alsip, Illinois, Alma, and you were 11 years old and you saw a kitty in a tree, you would want to help that kitty.
Yes.
Okay, you passed the test. She passed the test. That's a good heart. Yeah. So you truly do, but it can be a very hard business.
Yeah. I mean, you're dealing with people, like you said, that they're not, you know, having the best of days, or other people that just don't want to see you or talk to you at all whatsoever.
But you could walk into a situation that's life-threatening for you.
Yes.
Every day is different, but could be dangerous.
Yeah. And my mom still has, you know, she doesn't like that portion of my job, but for me, every day, you got to think about, you want to be home at the end of the day with your family and friends. Officer safety is number one. They teach you that from day one at the academy. So just being in that mindset of always, you know, watching your back, watching your partner's back, and being safe and using the things in your belt and in your head to keep that.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home.